はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
まもなく日本文化レッスンが参ります。危ないですので黄色い線までお下がりください。ヨシです。
ちぐさです。
Peter here。 Yoshi, it's getting crowded in here, huh?
Yes.
Chigusa, how are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Great. All right, we have another great lesson for you today. Now, we just want to remind you to stop by JapanesePod101.com. The forum is open. Always welcome posts. And stop by, get the latest news, find out what's going on. Okay, Chigusa, today, what are we talking about?
Today, we're going to talk about animals.
And how do we say animals in Japanese?
動物.
And why are we going to talk about animals today?
Well, because in Japan, animals have a lot of meaning to them.
All right. So what we're going to do today is delve in. We're going to see what animals mean what. Yoshi, are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Chigusa, give us the first animal.
Tai, sea bream.
Sea bream.
Right.
Not ringing any bells. Yeah, I've probably eaten one at the sushi place.
Right.
But, oh, this is, I'm going to be quiet now. Chigusa, continue on.
Okay, in Japan, tai is very familiar and it's really delicious. They have it in the sushi place.
I thought we were staying, we're going for the meaning,
oh,
not
yeah.
the flavor.
Sorry, that's all I think about. Anyways, the meaning. Tai is often served at celebrations because there's a word called medetai, which means happy in Japanese.
Really? Give us that word one more time.
Medetai.
All right, happy, good luck fish. And when they serve this fish, how is it served?
The most popular might be okashiratsuki, which is whole fish preparation.
Now, hang on one second. What are the kanji found in this word?
O means tail, and kashira means head.
Tail, head, and what about the rest of the word?
Tsuki means it contains.
Tail, head, contained, attached.
Attached, yes.
So everything's attached.
Uh-huh.
And how is this fish served?
It's usually served as sashimi.
And the fish is served just like that, right?
Yes.
So actually, when you get the fish presented in front of you, it's got the head and the tail still there.
Yep, it looks really great.
Oh, Yoshi. Sometimes, you never cease to amaze me. Okay, so to sum up the sea bream, tai, it means good luck or good fortune, right?
Right.
All right, first animal, check.
By the way, Ebisu is the god of good fortune and a fisherman.
He's one of the seven lucky gods in Japan, right?
Yes. He's the one with a sea bream and a fishing rod in his hand.
Tell me more, Yoshi.
Okay. He symbolizes safe sailing, successful fishing, and has come to be a symbol of business prosperity in all fields.
Now, he's the one found with the beard, right?
Yes.
And he's usually got a smile?
Mm-hmm.
Now I know what you're talking about.
He's holding a red tai, the sea bream. And the most popular place you can see it is on the Ebis beer.
Ah, the picture of the guy in the front.
Yes.
That's actually the god and his sea bream.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the beer Ebisu came from this god.
Hey, I mean, I don't know about that.
I mean the character.
Yes. Now, I know you like your beer, Yoshi, but that's going a bit far. Yes, there's a famous beer in Japan, and this beer is made by the famous Sapporo Brewing Company. Actually, the name is Sapporo Breweries Limited. And you know what? This is actually headquartered in Ebis, Tokyo. Did you know that?
I didn't know, but could be.
It is. I checked it out. This beer is associated with Hokkaido, and for the famous breweries up there, due to some mergers and some other things, the headquarters is actually in Tokyo, which I've just found out the other day. This is like news to me because it's synonymous, the Sapporo beer and Hokkaido. Now, Ebis, do you like this beer, Yoshi?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of marketed as something special about it.
Yes, it's a beer that Chigusa drinks, not me.
All right, we're changing topics. All right, next animal, what do we have?
Koi.
Carp. Now, the carp is a symbol of strength, courage, and patience. Right, Chigusa?
Right.
Do you think so?
Well, I'm really familiar with that idea because in Japan, there's a holiday called Kodomo no Hi, as we did last time, remember?
Golden Week.
Yeah, it's the Golden Week. It's on May 5th. And that's when parents hang out koi nobori, which is koi made out of cloth.
I know, the carp streamers.
Yeah, the carp streamers. And they do that and wish for their sons to get strong, like the koi.
Yeah.
Right.
Yoshi, are you feeling koi?
Yes.
All right. So to sum it up, we have a symbol of courage and strength. And I think this comes from the fact that the carp, they swim upstream, right?
Right.
Wow. Similar to the salmon. So it takes a lot of strength to do that. So this is where the meaning originates from.
Right. And it's delicious too. Talking about the taste again.
It's animal day. We're supposed to be appreciating them, not.
We're carnivores. It's okay.
All right. What do we have next?
Kingyo, goldfish.
Yoshi, what can you tell us about the kanji for goldfish?
Kin means gold.
Uh huh.
And gyo, the Chinese character, means fish.
So it's a direct translation.
Yes.
Goldfish.
Uh huh.
All right. Makes very, very easy to remember. You have the gold and the fish. Goldfish.
Right.
Now, in the summertime, there's a very popular game. What's the name of this game? I see people scooping fish. Chigusa, what's the Japanese for this?
Kingyo sukui.
One more time?
Kingyo sukui.
And what is this game?
You get this piece of paper and you try to scoop the goldfish out of the bowl.
What is it, like a piece of paper? A4 paper?
It's round. And it's like a racket. It's like a table tennis racket.
You're whacking the goldfish?
But like smaller.
Are you kidding?
Smaller and made out of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and you try not to rip it.
The point of the game is, yes, the fish are in the water. You have a circular piece of paper inside of a circular racket. And this paper, once it gets wet, it tears very easy. So that's the thing. Whether you can scoop the heavy goldfish, whether it's going to rip through the paper back into the water free, and the guy's going to get your money, or whether you can get it into the cup and keep the goldfish.
Right.
All right, Chigusa, how are you at this game?
I suck.
Chigusa, you can't
oh,
say
yeah. I'm very bad.
There you go.
But I'll try it this summer. Yeah.
Thank you, Chigusa. All right. What do we have next, Chigusa?
Ebi. Shrimp. Or prawn.
Okay, according to our research, long ago, they were referred to as the old men of the sea. Now, this has to do with their shape. Since they have the bent back, they kind of resemble somebody who's older. And Chigusa, what is the meaning of the Chinese characters, the kanji, for this word?
It's the same. It's sea and old.
The old men of the sea. Now, these are served at weddings and other kind of celebrations, along with the sea bream, which is?
Tight.
All right. Okay, what do you have next?
Kame, turtle.
Okay, Chigusa, what do we got for the turtle?
Turtles are also another symbol for long life, and there's a proverb called, cranes live 1,000 years, turtles 10,000.
Wow, what's the Japanese for that?
Tsuru wa sen nen, kame wa man nen.
Tough call. Which would you rather be?
Turtle.
Yoshi, how about you?
Me too.
I can't imagine what my skin would look like after 10,000 years. Now, this is also common in China too. It could be the same for Korea and other places too. If anybody's out there and listening and has information, please send it in. We love hearing back from the listeners. All right, what's next?
Uguisu, Japanese bush warbler.
Yes, I have no idea what a bush warbler is. A warbler. Chigusa, what is this?
I've never heard of the word bush warbler, but uguisu is really famous in Japan. It's a small bird, and yeah, it's
Don't say delicious.
Not delicious, but it's a symbol for spring because they come in the springtime with a unique chirp.
And now, for this one time only, Chigusa is going to imitate the Japanese bush warbler. Chigusa, onegai shimasu.
Hokekyo.
Yoshi, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good was that as a bush warbler?
What's about 12?
Oh!
All right, we're sending Yoshi out to get a real sample of a bush warbler. We'll see what we can do, but yes, the bush warbler.
And one more thing, because they have such a pretty chirp, which I just imitated perfectly, it's all there's also another word called uguisujo, which is the word for female announcers with very good voices.
Wow. Would you qualify as one?
Of course.
So it's a nice compliment, right?
Right, it is. Uguisujo.
All right. Uguisujo.
Right.
Now, what's the name of the very difficult place to read on the Yamanote line?
Uguisudani.
Is there any relation to that? Uguisu.
I think it's the same uguisu, but...
The Chinese characters are the same?
Yeah.
That's why they're very difficult characters, right?
Right.
We'll have them in the PDF, but yes. So I was just like, I always wondered where that word came from.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from here, huh?
I think so. Maybe there used to be a lot of them there.
All right. Thank you, Chigusa. Okay, next up.
Next up is inu, dog.
Okay. What are some Japanese breeds?
Akita-ken.
Akita, yes. Very famous in the U.S. too.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, they're really cute. Shiba-ken?
Cute, I think.
Cute and strong.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely known for being strong.
Yes. But I'm a dog freak, so every dog seems cute to me. Anyways, there's Shiba-ken.
Shiba-ken. I'm not familiar with this one.
Shiba-ken is more, I think it's smaller than Akita-ken. And they're really smart.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And
Tosa-ken.
Now, what's this?
Tosa-ken, there's a region called Tosa in Japan. And
wait, where is that region located?
Shikoku.
The island of Shikoku.
Right.
All right.
And it's a really big dog, and it's really strong.
Okay. So those are the kind of three famous Japanese breeds.
Right.
All right. I think today that we're going to have to cut it here because we got a lot more animals to go, and we ran out of time. All right. So before we go, which is your favorite animal so far?
Inu.
All right. Which Japanese breed do you prefer?
Shiba-ken.
Shiba-ken. Ah. Cute.
Cute. And there's a new breed called Mame Shiba.
Doesn't mame mean bean?
Yes. And beans are really small, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's where they got the name. Mame Shiba is smaller than Shiba-ken.
Kind of like a miniature
Shiba-ken. Yeah, it's miniature Shiba-ken. It's really cute.
Oh, we're going to get some pictures up for that. I'll have to see that.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have one?
No, I wish I did, but I don't.
Yoshi's going to buy you one.
Really?
Of course.
Okay, Yoshi, what's your favorite animal of the ones we covered?
Koi.
Carp. How come?
I just like them.
Oh, Yoshi, you could never make it as a lawyer. Never. Never. All right. Well, we'll be back next week with round two of Animals and What They Mean. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week.
Mata ne.
Mata ne.